Total chaos in America and abroad. An American cattler is under attack in Texas from illegal border crossers. Illegals descend on City Hall in New York City, blocking traffic for people trying to get to work. Anti-Israeli activists shout death to America in Michigan. A shameful sham of a trial against Trump is happening in New York City. A priest gets stabbed in Australia, and youth commit heinous acts of violence in Maryland and North Carolina. What should we do about it, folks? We're going to talk about it and more next. Hello, hello, hello. It is Wednesday and it's time for Pop and Politics. We are talking about the latest in hot topics, news, and entertainment. I'm KJ, along with my amazing co-hosts. We have Crystal Jenkins.
Hey, guys.
Yana. And Shelly E.
Hi, everybody.
All right. Join the conversation by leaving a comment on Facebook or Twitter and YouTube, of course. We will check the comments periodically throughout the show. And don't just comment, subscribe. If you miss us on YouTube, you can watch us on Rumble or you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify under the same name, Pop and Politics. We are independent media, and if you want to support what we do, your super chats and donations go a long way in helping us put together conservative content. Any amount is appreciated. Guys, this is not just a podcast. This is a movement of God-fearing, truth-seeking, America-loving people that understand we're living in urgent times and there is a target on our backs because we value and love freedom. But we must continue to stand. Let's stand together, subscribe, and together we can amplify this rallying call for freedom. All right, ladies, let's set it off.
Let's set it off.
All right, so we are going to get right into it tonight. Lots to cover, starting out with an American woman living on the border. Dr. Phil interviewed her this week. Take a look at this. This is clip number one.
The Border Patrol told us that we have, like, most apprehensions out of, like, the whole state of Texas. This 2 miles in front of my house.
I've seen some footage of them on your porch, like, ringing the bell.
Yes. And that was 3 o'clock in the morning. I had left with her sitting on the table, and I think they were going to break my window out to grab my purse if I didn't answer the door. And then I went in there with a gun and told them to leave.
Banging on your door,
oh, yeah.
That sort of thing. That's where people are saying, all right, it's time to draw the line.
Right.
It's time to shut the border.
Yes. My workers, they kicked in their door. Like, I got them a deadbolt with, like, a keypad to lock it. They kicked that off and broke in. We found 3 different people murdered on our property.
Wow. Can you imagine? Can you imagine living like that? Shelly, I mean, what is your response to that?
Unfortunately, I do imagine us living that way sometimes because the border states are now really every state and every neighborhood near you. This is going to be coming more and more to any state, more interiorly in the United States. And the fact that we have a so-called president in office who's really not running the country, his handlers are, they are doing this on purpose. This is happening on purpose. It's not just happenstance. It's not just coincidentally that it's happening. It is happening on purpose, and it's happening for a reason. The reason, ultimately, is chaos. And I'm going to add 2 reasons, I should say, chaos and destruction. Chaos in America to cause the destruction of America as we know it.
Yeah. Crystal, I mean, can you imagine? She's a cattler. She can no longer carry out her business because of this. Dead people are being found on her property. Mm-hmm. They're coming onto her land. Where is the police? Where are the government and the border control?
Yeah, and when we were talking, like, they do this to white folks. I mean, seriously, like, when then white folks is going to start getting mean and nasty, and then she's going to start reacting, and then y'all all going to call her racist. In the interview, she actually said, it's not that I don't want them to come. No, it is that I don't want you to come. I don't want you on my property. And that's how white people need to start acting. She even said that they were knocking on her door asking for a different kind of beer because they didn't like the beer. That's provoking somebody. And I'm telling y'all, y'all going to keep fooling with these white folks and they're going to act the fool.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't do that to black folks. Would they do that to black folks?
I don't know if they have to because black folks are already killing themselves.
True. Well,
each other, I should say.
That's true.
That's true.
Touche.
Yana, what are your thoughts on what you saw there?
I mean, it's like we don't have a country. And this is so ridiculous because there I am talking to a friend back in Belarus and telling her, okay, this is what you say when you go to the American embassy so they can give you a visa. You know, you have to present yourself well and, you know, don't make them believe that you're going to stay, you know, overstay your visa. And like, it's so ridiculous. Here, there are so many immigrants come, you know, doing everything possible to come here legally to do everything right. And we have people just literally walking over and asking for handouts.
I'm sorry, Yana, but at this point, I want them all gone. Legal, illegal, ooh. Mama here, daddy here, you married your brother. I don't care. I'm so sick.
No, I'm with you.
And Americans need to understand that this is your inheritance. This is your God-given right, and these people are destroying it. Like, can you imagine that somebody comes to your house and they're harassing you and they aren't even supposed to be there? Like, these are American citizens, like you said, and they're mocking, right. They're making fun of them. Now, if she pulled out a Glock, like Shelly would have done,
excuse me,
and said, get the... go off my property.
That's a rifle.
That's an AR rifle.
And then they would, exactly. A Glock
is in the hood. No, I'm with you, Crystal. I'm with you that illegals, I want them gone.
Yeah.
I want the border closed and better patrolled, if you will. I want the illegals gone. I want them rounded up like cattle, right? Like cattle on the Texas ranches that they are overrunning. And I want them taken off of American soil. I don't want them even on American territories.
Yeah.
Send them to, I say, Gitmo until they can get where they need to go. Where they
oh, I know. That's a good idea. Like I never thought about that.
Like the Section 8 list, just shut it down, and then we'll reopen it. We'll let you know.
Right. That's a good, that's what they literally do here for government assistance. I don't know if it's a nationwide name, Section 8, but here in Maryland, they call it Section 8.
Oh, yeah.
They close it down and open it, you know, periodically when it's too many.
Yeah. It's not manageable.
Get rid of the project. I mean, Section 8 is just the code of the U.S. Housing Department. Okay. So, yeah, it's nationally. Oh. But they do. When they have enough Negroes or whatever else you want to call them in these Section 8 homes, with who they tear down anyway, eventually, they get rid of, they knock them down, displace them for a little while, and then they build somewhere else, and then they do the same cycle over and over again. I would like these illegals hemmed up, cattled up like cattle, and just gotten rid of. Gitmo, let them go there. Put them there. This is our country. And Americans, this lady, I feel for her. 2 miles in from the border, this is still American soil. The Mexican, Spanish-American war was over. It's been over, okay? Mexico does not own Texas. It's not called, what is it? Texaco? Or whatever they call it.
What's it called?
Tex-Mex or whatever. They have Tex-Mex food, but this is no longer a Mexican country. Get out. And our president, so-called, should be tried, I'm saying, for treason, along with Mayorkas and any damn body
else. Well, he was. I mean, they tried to impeach him literally today, actually. Mm-hmm. Senate Democrats today voted to dismiss 2 impeachment articles against Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas less than 3 hours after his impeachment trial began. Mm-hmm. They dismissed it. And he's not, they're not protecting our borders.
They're not.
You know, every year under Joe Biden and Mayorkas, we have millions of illegal aliens crossing into the country, as we can see with this cattler here that she's experiencing on her bought property. Yeah. Right. It's ridiculous, and he fails to do his job.
And you got, and we're paying taxes to these damn jokers in Congress and in the Senate. The thing is that I'm going to ask you, our audience, how many of you actually voted for Biden, for Democrat, for the left in office? Because it's not just the president, it's the downstream votes that also make a difference. Because these are the people in the Senate and the Congress that we pay them, what, upwards of $200,000 a year in salary, and this is what we get. We get our borders overrun, we get crime that's rampant, we get high taxes and any poor education. And then they laugh in our face, they take all the vacations and any day off that they want, but yet we have to hump and pay their taxes. Enough! Enough, Americans! Raise up and do what the hell you're supposed to do.
They only do it to the people who, and this is what the government is supposed to do. They're supposed to defend the ones that can't defend themselves. They only do it. We see it in the hood here in Baltimore. Like, you sitting on the old lady's step, but you won't sit on Shelly's step. Like, that's what they're doing. Kind of, they're, and we don't need more Negroes. We don't need more ghetto. We don't need, and these people are not bringing their best. You know how my guy, they're not sending their best. You know, that's what Trump said. They're sending the worst of the worst, and they're bringing them here, and they're coming with that poor behavior. And I'm telling you, I'm just to the point where I'm sorry you're a brain surgeon. You can be a freaking rocket science. Mm-hmm. If you do not have an American passport, and you don't have a visa, or you don't have a citizenship, get the freak out.
And take your babies with you. No birth citizenship, birthright. Take your babies with you. If you're pregnant, do not come here. We don't want you to have babies on our soil. We love babies, but we don't want you to have them on our soil if you're not an American citizen. Well, I'm just saying, we just don't want it.
I mean you say we love babies.
I love babies, American babies, KJ. I don't want to take care of anyone else's children that they can't take care of.
I'm saying,
I'm sick of it.
I agree. But what I'm saying is, we love babies, but we have become literally a government of human traffickers. We are trafficking kids across this border. We have become a government of drugs. This government, the border there in Texas, have become the largest intake of fentanyl, killing thousands of Americans each year. I mean, it's right here, 2018, the cartels made about $500 million in drug and trafficking profits.
And this is what we could count.
But in 2022, the second year of Joe Biden's presidency, they made exceeded $22 billion. $22 billion.
Yeah. We don't want illegal babies. While they are having illegal babies giving birthright citizenship, our babies, mothers are burying theirs from the fentanyl crisis and any other crime. So it doesn't balance out. Take your illegal pregnant bellies and leave them in the country where you get pregnant, where you start. Don't even come here looking for dick.
Oh, okay. All right.
But Yana was crazy.
No, what were you saying?
I was just gonna say that's what's gonna happen if we have open borders.
Yeah.
And the worst thing that might happen, that unfortunately I'm predicting, is terrorists are going to cross.
Right. And she said that in the interview. Mm-hmm. She said that they were not just Latino,
right?
But there were Chinese. There were all the colors of Benetton,
like Central Asia. There was some like Tajik or something like that.
Europe.
And there was a terrorist attack in Russia. We just discussed that a couple of weeks ago. And they were from Tajikistan. And now we have people from that same country coming over here, actually claiming I'm a terrorist and you're going to know about me. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
I just got a question. I'm not putting you on the spot. But just think about it. How do Eastern Europeans or Asians come over here? They mean they had to fly, because they damn sure ain't swimming the Atlantic Ocean, okay? They had to fly to even fly however many countries, go through visa checkpoints to get to Mexico at least, before they even get to the U.S. illegally. Yeah. So this is a racket. I mean, you said
I know exactly how they get here. Well, so I know because someone that I knew said that someone from Eastern Europe ended up in America through the southern border.
Right, and I'm saying, but so, to come from Europe, so, I'm just saying.
Okay, so first you go to a country where she had a visa to, mm-hmm.
right.
Which was like Cyprus or something. Mm-hmm. And then Mexico doesn't have stringent requirements for a visa. It's really easy. Like, you either don't need a visa or you go there and they just give you a stamp, like right there at the terminal. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So pretty much anyone right. can go into Mexico and then go to the southern border and cross the border, ask for asylum and things like that. So it's very
sad. Yeah, that's what they do it's in the Caribbean purpose. Too.
And it's like she purpose. Said, and like she said in the video, she was saying we don't need new laws. Like, I didn't even know this. This informed me when she said in the video, she said, we have a law on the books that says that if you come over illegally, you are no longer eligible for mm-hmm. asylum. Mm-hmm. You're not eligible. And she said it's been on the books. But who there was another person that said there was another law that was on the books. If you are illegal and you're working here, every day that you are here illegally, you get fined $200 a day.
Oh, yeah,
so you
yeah,
get
yeah.
No money.
None
so
of that is happening.
No, it's exactly. not.
Exactly. So we don't need
it.
We don't yeah. need new laws. We just need to enforce the laws that we have. And unfortunately, yeah, if you came over illegally, you
you're
no
supposed
longer
to be
get no asylum.
Yeah.
None yep. of that is happening because I know the whole family that came here illegally and asked for an asylum, and they all got green cards.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're giving them out now like independence cards. yeah, yeah. I mean,
y'all
it's
know
now
what
to buy.
Cards
yeah,
are.
Like, social welfare cards. They're giving them out like, I'm a candy now. The Biden administration is doing this. They are incentivizing
exactly.
people to come over here illegally. Okay, and this is why it needs to be.
It lives rent-free in my head why they call them independence cards. Shouldn't it be dependence cards?
Propaganda. It's propaganda. Yeah, but you know why they're doing it, like we said before, because they're using these illegals to replace the I'm going to say mostly the black people that they're losing from the Democrat Party, or even any minority group that's not necessarily looking to Biden because they're upset with the Israeli war.
Immigrants who are not voting for
right,
Democrats.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're replacing them, yes.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I want to acknowledge our super chatters tonight. Thank you guys so much. We love our community here. We have Marie. Thank you so much, Marie. Thank you so much for your super sticker. Abraham, he says, those Cadlers need to put up a pride flag, and you'll see how quickly the Biden regime sends reinforcements. Yeah, that's true. Suri, oh, I love that name, says, I never voted in my entire life. I am 32 years old. I was never really a political person as well, but have awakened to the lunacy of the far left. Trump is our president. Vote him in. Yeah, wow.
That's right. The only person that cares about.
Yeah, Siri. Right. All right. Well, we will continue. Thank you guys so much for your super chatters. We'll continue to read those throughout the night. We're moving on to New York City, from Texas to New York City. Again, sort of similar stuff going on. Hundreds of illegal immigrants gathered in Lower Manhattan to protest in front of City Hall. Take a look. This is clip number two.
Good for them. Great for them.
By the way, if you have another request.
Today, hundreds of black migrants, many from African countries, showed up at City Hall demanding better treatment. They say they just want a job and basic shelter.
And Chopper 2 was overhead this afternoon showing the large group outside City Hall just how many people this issue is impacting. The steps of City Hall also packed. CBS 2's John Diaz reports now on the changes that they're calling for.
Every migrant we spoke with has something in common. They want to work. Right now, they're trying to cut through all the red tape that's stopping them, asking local leaders to put pressure on Washington, D.C. to make a change. As dozens rallied on the steps outside City Hall and hundreds showed up in support nearby, inside the council chambers, tears were shed for all black migrants impacted by what advocates are calling unfair treatment.
They are here to show you that they belong and that they are here and that this should not be erased.
Look at her. The house.
This is crazy.
The house nigga.
She can go back.
I'm back on.
Oh.
This is. A hearing on the experiences of African migrants in New York City drew a crowd of more than 1,000 people. This was Tuesday morning, some of whom were reportedly under the false assumption they would be getting work visas or green cards. City Council member Alexa Aviles, who serves as chair of the Committee on Immigration and organized the hearing, said it centered around the experiences of Black my immigrants. They're illegal.
Now they black.
We must uproot the anti-Blackness that plagues our system of care. This work requires dedication, creativity, and a city willing to fund our short, mid, and long-term needs. I mean, the arrogance, the gall.
Right,
silly.
Right the in their faces.
The
left has now they have manipulated. They don't even call them illegals anymore, which they are illegal. That's what they are, illegal aliens. So now they're calling them Black migrants, right? they have you know taken that word and attached it to the illegals. Just a political propaganda. That's what it is. And that house nigga that was sitting there talking, what is she crying? She crying. Fake tears for what? Her ass would be in the house. Well, you know, I don't know. She might be one
they
of the
cattle. Fat house.
She, like we say, she might be one of the cattle. But all things being equal, you know, with her fair skin, she's crying for these illegal immigrants who are basically going to come and take over the rights or the benefits that she might get. This is so twisted, and these people are so evil and sinister, the left. And where are the New Yorkers? Because you should have outnumbered their asses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what you should have done.
Crystal,
for them. I think it's fantastic. Y'all better exercise your rights. You better tell these people what you want. You better demand it. Like, how the audacity. I think it's fantastic. Because these are the types of immigrants. Like my boy said, when Mexico's sending people, they're not sending their best. This is what you get. You get a bunch of entitled, oh, we just want the right to work. Excuse me, sir.
They come out and bowl and protest. They don't even hide anymore.
How many New Yorkers you think want the right to work, sir? Like, excuse me. Like, we want the right to work. We want fair wages. We want, like, you. Do you know we've been fighting this fight as Americans for however long? If you don't pick up a shovel and a hose and do the jobs that Americans don't want, you remember that's what you said, and you don't work out somebody's field, then sit your behind down.
It's ridiculous.
The right to work. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, this is ridiculous. Crazy.
A couple things. So first of all, they came from somewhere.
Right.
So they came from somewhere over here and demanding something from here. Wait, like you came to a country of opportunities for opportunities.
Illegally.
Well, or they overstayed visas, whatever. But I mean, you... Go back.
Wow. Go back.
Like, you don't come to another place and demand, you're not supposed to be here, and you're demanding something from a place that's supposed to be, like, technically better than where you came from. So what is the issue? Like, follow our laws.
Right.
Secondly, they said something that Black migrants have it worse or something about disproportionately affected by you know, lack of job or like hard to find jobs or language barriers. What? Like, I feel offended by that statement.
Yeah.
So how are they different from my family when we came here without a language, without skills that are necessary?
You're not Black, Yana.
So, like, but that is racism. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me that we were somehow better off. No, we were not.
You were probably
You don't know that you're privileged?
Yeah, you were probably better off because you came from a family that had values and things that they weren't entitled. Those are the things that make you better off, not the fact that your skin color.
Yes, it
is
does.
Crystal, I would disagree. Me and a bunch of other people who came from the Soviet Union, we came from a shattered country that had shattered morals, that had shattered families. We had alcoholism through the roof. Alcoholism is not a moral. Yes, it is. I mean, it's part of it.
It's an addiction. So, it's not a moral.
I mean, what I'm saying is that what they're doing is racist. No. You cannot look at a person and assume whether someone had it better off or worse off just based on what they look like.
Well, I'm just telling you, based on the outcome, it shows that you guys had something different than they had, which you guys didn't pick up your picket sign and go down to the local social services or the welfare office and demand that a country that owes you absolutely no allegiance to do something for your little black behind. How about you row your boat back over to wherever you came from?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to a lady from North Korea. I think she was from Korea. I don't know if it was North or South Korea. I mean, her family came here on a boat.
Yes.
They lived in the hood, and I mean, terrible conditions for many years.
Yes.
Before she was able to get on her feet and things. Now she's a citizen here. She didn't come illegally. She came legally. But I mean, the immigrant story, you know, legal or illegal, but we talk about you want to do it the right way, but it's hard no matter the skin color.
Yes, exactly.
No matter the skin color. Skin color has no bearing on how your journey here is. It really doesn't. And the language barrier, that's another hurdle to climb.
Everyone who comes here from another country has the same barriers when it comes to language, looking for work. So don't pretend like you are special.
I agree.
If being an American or if American is a race, then I'm racist. I'm gonna call myself a racist now because I am for America and Americans. As a matter of fact, I said earlier I want the illegals to go back. I do want that. But I want anybody here, I'm not gonna say Yana, if you have not been here more than 10 years, take your asses home. I'm sick of it. If you don't have American names, I'm just sick of it. I'm gonna stop being xenophobic, racist, or whatever. I'm just gonna stop being that because that seems to get all the attention and they get all of the woe is me. Well, then I'm gonna be the one I'm claiming xenophobia, racism, whatever, so that I wanna get all those people out of the country or many of them. Certainly the illegals coming over the border. And if you have not been here 10 years legally and you're not productive, you gots to go.
Shelly, that's intense.
I mean, thank God
I've been here for over 20 years.
You're productive, though.
They came in legally. And that's what
But
I
names,
said.
American names.
What does that? Those different categories.
What does that even mean?
Different categories.
I mean, I won't go that far, but I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
but I come from, my husband's has an immigrant family.
Mine
they came here, immigrated.
But you were born here, so he's lucky. No,
right. But I mean, there are many immigrants that bring a lot to the country, you know.
If you're not.
But if the legal thing, you got to come here the correct way. You have to come here the correct way.
Let me say something, about the Hispanics. Learn English. Hispanics are like the one demographic that just does not learn English.
That's not true. There's multiple areas throughout the country, specifically in California, where Chinese, Korean, they do not learn English.
You can go to
California and they do not know any English.
Those communities exist, but I'm just saying, but one of the reasons I think why, in fact, I'm not even saying it out of anger towards Hispanic people. Mm. I'm just saying it will be better if they're here legally, learn English. And I think the reason why they don't know English is because this country made it so comfortable for them. So they have everywhere they call, they can speak in Spanish. Every form that they can fill out is in Spanish. They get a driver's license, a test in Spanish. So they're actually kept at a lower socioeconomic level just because of that.
Niggas.
And I feel like it's by design.
Just like niggas.
Yeah, but the difference is, you know, a lot of these Latino immigrants coming here, they, the Democrats are banking on them to, you know, for votes and things like that, but they're conservative. You know, the Latino vote is trending right much faster than the black and our African-American vote. because they're coming here, they're working hard, they're starting businesses, they're keeping their dollars within their community. You know, they're not, they're buying homes or what have you, and grandparents and cousins are all living in the homes. And they're religious. Yeah, they're all religious. And they are conservative. There are many Latinos that I've actually talked to here in Baltimore that are voting for Trump. Now, they're legal here now. But again, you know, the Latino community are moving to the right much faster than the African-American community. And they're hardworking people and they're religious.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, again, I agree with you with the illegal. You know, definitely you got to come here correctly. One immigrant section that I do not agree with is this one. Take a look here. This is clip number 3. It's also occurred in New York City this week.
New York is ghetto.
We're free Palestine.
We're a free Palestine.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never.
Tonight, try Natrol Melatonin Max. What?
All right. Oops. All right. So that was hundreds of anti-Israeli protesters wreaked havoc in Lower Manhattan on Monday, storming the Brooklyn Bridge and grinding traffic to a halt on its Manhattan-bound side as cops in riot gear fought to contain the unrest. The marchers included some who burned American flags, while one yelled "Death to America." According to social media posts, converged on the historic span around 3:45 p.m., immediately disrupting cars and prompting NYPD cops to swarm the area and begin cuffing at least 24 of them. So, before I want to get to you, Shelley, this was a concerted effort across the country. So in Chicago, for instance, dozens of protesters disrupted access to O'Hare International Airport for nearly an hour, prompting some travelers to walk to the airport with their luggage. Also in San Francisco, protesters caused traffic delays on the Golden Gate Bridge, while in Oakland, California, demonstrators blocked all lanes on Interstate 880. It was a concerted effort. These groups decided to do this in multiple states on certain days to disrupt normal flow of life.
Right.
Shelley, what are your thoughts on this?
I hope people are seeing the patterns or at least some commonalities. Again, we have our borders being overrun. The crime is off the hook. We have these non-productive people protesting across the country. They don't work, but they have time to stop productivity and people who are about their business and their lives and their families. But and yet we have our leaders, so-called, who are absolutely doing nothing. The police are out there risking their lives and themselves to have some kind of order, but it's getting overrun. When is enough enough? You know what, America? Pretty soon, and we're not even on the ledge of the cliff anymore. We're not. We are over it. And I said before, we are already tumbling downhill. So it's going to take something really big to stop that ball from picking up speed going down that hill. When is it going to happen? When is enough enough? When are we, enough of us, going to say, hell no, no more? I don't know when. This is beyond believable. But unfortunately, it is. It's happening. I don't know what else it's going to take. I don't.
Yeah. And in Michigan, also, this occurred. Anti-Israel activists were heard chanting, death to America, death to Israel. And congresspeople were asked about this, whether they or not they denounce it. Take a look here. This is clip 4.
Anti-Israel protesters blocking the Brooklyn Bridge were burning the American flag and chanting death to America. Do you support that type of protest?
Congresswoman?
Do you support burning the American flag and chanting death to America? Does it sound like this is pro-Palestinian or anti-American if they're burning American flags and chanting death to America?
I'm not privy to I haven't seen these reports. I'd have to check for them myself.
Anti-Israel protesters blocking the Brooklyn Bridge burned the American flag and chanted death to America. Do you condemn this type of rhetoric?
We've got to get her on to her next event here.
Are you okay with people burning the American flag?
If you'd like to follow up with us, so.
Are you okay with people chanting death to America?
Sorry, we've got to head into...
Congresswoman Porter, are you okay with people chanting death to America? Is it okay? Do you not have a problem with it?
Happy to reach out here.
Please.
So I want to get your thoughts on this, Crystal. I mean, is this free speech? I mean, should they speak out against this? I mean, what's going on here?
This is the reason why I don't watch Fox News, because how ridiculous it is that she's running down. Hey, can you say that you can you don't come down? No, what she needs to be out there is with Tom Cotton, who's his something needs to be in his face. A microphone needs to be in his face. He encouraged him. He said, citizens, take matters into your own hands. Whatever you got to do, get them people out of your face.
Right.
And then they asked him, they said, are you saying that you're promoting violence? He said, I said what TF I said.
Wait, I'm lost.
Get them out of, yes, Senator Tom Cotton.
Right.
Encourage the citizens.
Americans.
Take matters into their own hands. Get these folks out of your face. What are we surprised about that these Democrats won't condemn this hateful speech? Good for these people. If we're going to sit down and we're going to take it as Americans and we're going to take it right up the rear with no lube, good for them. But we need to be highlighting, Fox News needs to be highlighting the people who say absolutely not. And that is the Tom Cottons of the world,
right,
who said, drag them hoes and get them out of your face. And that's the kind of rallying call that conservatives need right now. And that is the kind of rallying call that Americans need to be empowered to take their country back, yeah, because the Constitution gives us permission when our government is tyrannical.
That. Exactly.
We have
permission. Remember the sheriff in Florida a couple weeks ago told the lady, whoever, that shot the people who were breaking in, and he said, you did the right thing. You're not in trouble. As a matter of fact, come to us. We're going to train you even better.
Period. Get them out of my face.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to take, KJ. You looking at us like, y'all serious? KJ?
No.
But get them out of my face.
No, I agree. But, I mean, look what happened. I mean, the police did arrest some of the protesters.
Some of them bastards.
But Democrats got them out. Legal assistance, thanks to Act Blue, the Democrat Party's primary fundraising platform, they bailed out all of these people throughout the country. The fundraising platform, which is used by President Joe Biden and every major Democratic congressional campaign, earns 3.95% transaction fee each time a donor contributes. So these people trying to get to work, they don't care. They have bailed out these people from jail. They don't care about violence against you. They don't care about the tax increases due to the looting. They don't care about the insurance increases due to the crime. They do not care. Again, they were all bailed out here.
And we got J6ers being prosecuted for so-called insurrection.
Right. They're fundraising off of these people. And again, I have here and I want to get you in on this, Yana. The Tide Center serves as a hub for a variety of left-wing groups such as Black Lives Matter Global Network, channeling substantial funds from affluent donors to these groups and functioning as a fiscal sponsor, enabling them to sidestep IRS registration. So this Tide Center, for example, fiscally sponsors the Arab Resource and Organizing Center, which last year organized a direct action protest that attempted to block a U.S. military ship bound for Israel from leaving a port in Washington. Biden is behind all of this, guys. Yana, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, chanting death to America and death to Israel, that is hate speech. That's not free speech. Like, I don't think that should be legal. And for example, I follow news in Russia, and recently there was a migrant. Well, he was there legally in student visa or something, and he said something about Russians, like something like, "Well, he said something like the Nazis didn't kill enough of you or something like that, and he got 5 years in prison. So for just saying that to a couple of people on the bus. It was recorded. They found him. That's how it's treated in countries where there's pride. You don't say something like that to...
Go ahead. I'm listening. They couldn't go to so-called Palestine. I'm going to say Palestine. They couldn't go to some countries in like Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They couldn't go say death to Afghanistan or death to Saudi Arabia in Saudi Arabia. Exactly. They couldn't do that because they would be beheaded. Maybe their lips would be cut off and any other body part. They couldn't do it. They only do it in the free countries in the West, the countries that actually protect their rights of free speech.
But that they is spit hate. On That's them. Hate speech. You can speak. You can criticize. There's nothing wrong with criticizing policy. If you disagree with what America is doing,
get the hell out.
I mean, go ahead and protest. I mean, that is a right. Like, we can go and protest.
Americans.
We have gone and protested. But you don't chant death to America and, I don't know, burn flags and stuff. You don't do that.
And then be mad when somebody says, oh, my God, I don't want somebody who's Muslim. Oh, that's homophobic. Yes, we're homophobic. Yes, we agree with Israel. I mean, oh, I said homophobic. Islamophobic. She's so right. Yes, we're Islamophobic. Yes, we agree with Israel. I don't care if Israel clears that whole daggone strips and it be condos on that bad boy. Don't tell me that y'all are not hateful when you're saying that nobody else says death to a whole bunch of countries and then get mad when people say you're saying that every Muslim is hateful.
And I'm sorry.
I do know many Muslims, you know, people that practice Islam that are not hateful.
So have they come out and condemned this
yes,
behavior?
Yes, they have. They
okay,
have
they're not doing it loud enough.
They're not doing it loud enough.
They're not doing it loud enough. Right, but I mean, most of these people... Most of the people that I know that practice Islam, they are peaceful people. They don't follow politics. They practice their religion.
We're not talking about Islamophobia.
No. Because they're talking about Palestinians.
We're talking about anytime we talk about these Palestinian people, Islamophobic.
Right.
And it's not Islamophobic. Anybody
call me all the names you want. The
name Islamophobic means that there's a phobia. I'm sorry. Someone who is chanting death to my entire nation or actually has terrorist attacks and I'm concerned about this, that's not phobia. That is a legitimate concern.
Right. You know? And let me say this. I'm a Christian. I see somebody commenting there. I am a Christian. But again, you know, I don't believe in Islam. I do not believe in that. But again, I'm not going to lump an entire group of people into one category.
They do it to us. They're doing it to
America. Well, I know, but that's not. I'm not going
to
do it.
Explain everything you say. If somebody don't agree with you. They don't agree with you. Fine.
But they do it. They do it to us. They blame Americans for everything that's happening over in the Middle East. But you sitting up here begging Israel for water and they won't give us supplies. Let me tell you something about my religion, ma'am, sir. Jesus God parted the whole Red Sea for us.
We got plenty
of
water.
You need to call down whatever. You remember that story in the Bible? If your God be God, then ask him to deliver you. It's not Israel's job.
You know, even animals, unless they are rabid or maybe, you know, sick or whatever, but even animals in most cases don't bite the hand that feeds them.
Exactly.
But you have these ingrates. Some of them are Americans, wherever they may come from. But certainly these ingrates who come here, or even some of them were born and raised here, God forbid, because their parents, irresponsible, ignorant parents, did not teach them the concept of gratitude. Gratitude doesn't mean you can't disagree. It doesn't mean you can't protest, right? Mm-hmm. But they are literally calling for the termination or the extermination of the two freest countries in the world, mm-hmm. right? That protect civil rights, individual rights, whatever, you know, protect borders, supposedly our country. But in, by and large, these are ingrates. These are some of the worst kinds of people that I absolutely detest.
Yeah, I agree.
You're talking about the phobia, Yana. If I was around them, I'm gonna damn sure make sure that my phobia got some metal and steel on my back, in my pocket, a couple of extra ones in the other pocket, in my cargo pants. I'm gonna make sure that my phobia is gonna be protected to the last damn 9mm round.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of phobias, we wanna talk about the obsession that the left has with former President Donald Trump. And we're talking about The View and their obsession with his trial in New York City this week. Take a look here. This is our Counter View segment, clip 5.
It's hard.
You're cute and submissive.
It's hard. I am a man repellent. It's hard.
Because all I do is go to gay events and drag shows and
anything to make a buck, save a buck. Anything to make a buck. It's hard.
What for you all was the big takeaway from yesterday?
Well, the sleeping part is, you know, I mean, between the breaking the laws, posing for mugshots, selling Bibles, the man is exhausted. But, you know, only a true sociopath can fall asleep in these circumstances. Think about it.
Yeah.
He could go to jail, he could go to prison, takes a little nap. That requires a psychopathic mentality,
in my opinion. Don't they say the innocent person?
Oh my gosh. Shelly, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, who hasn't fallen asleep in court?
He didn't fall asleep. It's alleged.
Who cares?
I don't care.
Biden falls asleep every damn 23 hours of the damn day. What difference does it make? I mean, and he's not productive. I don't care if he did fall asleep. But we say something all the time about these women, they obsess over Trump. And it just dawned on me that opening clip that we play of them, the first thing out of Joy's mouth is, it's hard. I think she wants Trump's hardness to be in her, and she can't. And I was just trying to put all this stuff together. She says it's hard. Alyssa says make a buck or whatever. And then what's the other one? They go to gay shows. They are just horny. They're just horny. And they want to hump Donald Trump, or they want Trump to hump them. And this is not going to happen. I don't know another way, but they find a way to bring up Trump, and they supposedly hate this man. I don't have my honey, Krista, but they like this with Donald Trump. That's what they want to do to Donald Trump. That's exactly what they want to do. I'm convinced.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you guys saw my face. I get grossed out every time Shelly does this. But she has a point here. I mean, you know, dicks are hard and pants are cream because of Trump.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
They do. They get
it. It is ridiculous, the obsession.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody sees it.
Yes.
Crystal,
yes.
You are the religious, the saint here.
Far from a saint. But what I will say about the trial is that they are obsessed. First of all, they won't even be. They lie to their. I want to say constituents, mm-hmm. but they lie to their audience because they won't admit that no one was in the courtroom, so no one knows. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, he fell asleep. But this is a very interesting piece. Is that they talked about how Trump has never had to sit still for 8 hours. Like, it's so painful for him because think about it. He's a billionaire. He's making mm-hmm. deals. He's going here. He's going there. Mm-hmm. And so they got him. They got Superman with kryptonite. And they got him sitting there in a court facing a felony charge that was unwarranted. So I could imagine that he's sitting here like, how the F did I get here? And how the F do I get out? So he's very, very frustrated. He's very, very frustrated. And they're picking out, instead of important things, like they're picking out the fact that he's falling asleep in order to basically cape mm-hmm. up for their geriatric president that they're trying to do. They're trying to, everything that they accuse Biden of, like a falling asleep, a falling down, they're trying to try to equate that to what Trump is doing. And you guys, that's just far from the truth.
Yeah.
It's just far from the truth.
Yeah, Yana. I mean, President Trump wrote on Truth Social this morning, actually. He says, I thought strikes were supposed to be unlimited when we were picking our jury. I was then told we only had 10, not nearly enough when we were purposely given the second worst venue in the country. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, we have the first worst also, as the witch hunt continues.
Yeah.
I mean, do you agree this is a witch hunt?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And the whole world sees it.
Yeah.
He is an alpha male. The whole world sees that. In the fact that allegedly, if he was falling asleep, if the way that it would be perceived, let's say, in other parts of the world, they'll be like, oh, good for him. Like, yeah, he's relaxed. He doesn't care. Whatever. He's innocent, or he's gonna, get through this. He's a man, so he's being relaxed even in that situation.
Yeah.
So I think that's why The View were so irritated, because it's like, ooh, we got him, but now he's like, oh, whatever,
they're
I'm just gonna take him now.
Donna, what you and Crystal were just saying, because of that energy that they know he has,
right,
and his vigor and his stamina, they ain't getting it.
Nope.
They ain't getting that hard. Like, they're not getting it. They're not getting the energy. So they are frustrated because they can't get him. They cannot get him to hump them. So all that pent-up energy is being used in that courtroom, and they are just frustrated even more. Like KJ said, they creaming their pants.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's just unfair, you guys.
It is.
Of course it's unfair when you can't get a hard dick and you want it.
Oh.
Well, I always have a hard dick.
I'm just saying.
but what I will say, it's just very, very unfair, because you guys, we are Americans. And whether you like Donald Trump or not, he is an American. And these are your tax dollars. These people are all getting paid off of your tax money to prosecute somebody for a felony, and it's undeserved. You should take it personally, and you really shouldn't look at it like it's Trump. We're all brothers and sisters, and it doesn't matter. Like, if you are doing something illegal, right is right and wrong is wrong. Bro, like Alvin Bragg probably has never been significant before in his entire life. And so he's the fat kid at the game. He probably never got picked for the sport. He probably never got the girl. And now all of a sudden the most attention is being placed on him, and he's being used. He's being used. And that's the
Joy sad wants part. To use him, but she can't.
Yes. I'm sorry. She's
crying.
What'd
she say? What did
she say? She was like, it just rolled off her toes. She's like, I always have a hard dick and I'm married.
Oh, yeah. I got a young man. Young man.
I'm sorry.
I got a young man.
Oh, gosh. All right. We got to give. All right. Oh, gosh. Okay, guys, we cut up here. We cut up. Oh, gosh. I'm just like, she just rolled off her tongue.
It did.
I don't know. What's the next topic?
I always have a hard dick and married.
Shout out to my boo.
What's the next topic?
All right, we have to move on.
Okay, we move on. Humping on.
We are there. We are with Trump. We are with Trump. And hopefully it doesn't look good with being in New York City.
Fat Allen is still a virgin.
It doesn't look good with him being in New York City. The jury pool. The jury pool that they have picked so far is not very very helpful to him, but hopefully we only need one to get this out of here. So we're moving along. Thank you. Good laugh tonight. Heart healthy. All right, we are moving along to sadder news. A priest in Australia was stabbed. Take a look at this. This is awful. Clip 6 here.
Oh, God. You're so crazy.
Salam. El darsan tikhwa ishqilu qamtre shawu.
When he entered the temple again, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached the Lord and said, yesterday, by whose authority did you do that? Who gave you the authority to overthrow the tables and kick people out and say, my house is the house of prayer, and you've turned it into a den of thieves? We know and believe this temple is the temple of God. Are you God to claim it to be yours?
News reporting a video. This video appears to show Bishop Marmari Emmanuel being attacked during a service in the Wakeley area in Australia. It comes after six people were killed during stabbings at a shopper center in Sydney on Saturday. A teenage boy was arrested for doing this. At least four people were injured in the attack. Police said a 16-year-old has been arrested and the attack was being treated as a terror incident. A motive for the stabbing is currently unknown, but the suspect reportedly told congregants at the scene that he was getting involved in my religion, so I came to get involved in his.
Guess who's the boy's religion was.
Hold on, let me guess. He was Christian.
Yeah, I was gonna say. He was Buddhist.
He was Buddhist. Hindu, darn. No Hindu? Hold on.
Zoroastrian.
Islam.
He was Islam.
Ding, 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 ding.
I would have never guessed it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
They're
exactly.
Such peaceful people.
Yeah.
Well, Shelly, what are your thoughts here?
Well, I guess Australia's gonna have to ban knives soon. I mean, I guess, because I think a few years ago, or I don't know how many, but they banned firearms. Right. They collected them from everybody. So I guess they're going to have to ban all knives. People won't be cutting their meat. They won't be cutting kangaroo and frying it up on the grill, right, on the Barbie. I mean, they just won't be kangaroo on the Barbie. It won't be anymore. But
a dingo stole my baby.
There you go.
Her and her accent.
A dingo stole my baby. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I killed a kangaroo, y'all.
Roo-roo. I don't know. What do you say to it? I mean, of course we know it's awful. You know, it's horrendous that would happen in a church, no less. But when you don't have people who are able, even legally able, to protect themselves, I was hoping that somebody else in that church had a couple of 9mm rounds in their 9mm firearm or an AR. I was hoping that, seriously, but nobody did. Well, there was not even a knife.
They did cut off his fingers, though.
I was hoping somebody else in the church had a firearm to take his ass out and lay him on the pulpit and just say the last rites. He was already in church. Just go ahead and bury him.
Yeah, but one thing is, I tell you, do not sleep on knives. I mean, the Caribbean people, they know about knives. They come to doors with these big machetes. Oh, yeah. They'll cut you up.
That's fine.
From head to toe.
But apparently nobody else had one to even do that to
him. Yeah, that's true.
He should have been put to death, laid on the altar, given his last rites, blessed with a couple of ashes, and buried. That's it.
Crystal, these what Christians are your thoughts playing, here?
These Christians playing with these people. I mean, and they're not playing. Unfortunately, like a lot of what their values are great, right? You know, they believe in a lot of the things that we believe in. But like the way that they call Christian nationalists hate people or whatever for walking down to the Capitol or for believing in God, like these are the real gangsters. Like these people are coming. And the fact that Christians have just shown themselves to be a bunch of punks, like, I mean, it's just really sad. And then we blame it on Jesus. I'm sorry.
I know.
Jesus was not no punk. Like, when he went to go talk to Caesar, and he was like, yo, I'm laying down my life. You think you killing me? My nigga, you not killing me. I'm laying it down. Like, that's how we literally have to do. Like, we have to come at these people with a lot more courage, or else, I'm telling you, it's sheep and wolves out here. And they're gonna take us out. Like, they're going to take us out.
Yeah, Ben Carson actually was in the news this week, and he actually said that. He talked about that the number one thing missing from people is courage.
Courage.
It's courage. Gianna, what are your thoughts on this tragic attack? I mean, that bishop, I actually was watching him a couple of weeks ago. He's a fiery man of God.
Yeah, I mean, he is, he speaks against liberalism, like against these crazy ideas of LGBT. He's a supporter of President Trump. Mm-hmm. Like he, but at the same time, he's actually been critical in terms of Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He was critical of both sides, as I understand. So he was pro-peace, mm-hmm. for people to work it out. And I guess you can't say anything unless you're totally for Islam and for the Palestinians. You can't even say anything against them. And they take it as, oh, he went after my religion, and so I'm going to go and try to stab him. Like, that is ridiculous. Like, this man actually was trying to work things out and explain to the world how we can, in fact, Christians and Muslims, like you were saying, that there are Muslims that do have similar values as us. Mm-hmm. So that's what he was trying to bring people together. And no, that doesn't work for these people. And but the crowd did, from what I understand, did retaliate because he lost a few fingers. Yeah. And now they're saying, well, it's unclear whether he just lost them in the fight. Like, no, you don't lose the entire fingers in the fight. So, like, I'm glad that they did retaliate. But the priest, he actually prayed for him.
Oh, see, that's...
They're not doing all of that.
As he was being stabbed. That. Like, yeah. That's...
Ain't nobody. Okay.
But I'm sorry, you know what? That's this fine. Is a what this I, is a Coptic priest, the same as... Well, similar to a Russian Orthodox mm-hmm. priest. Mm-hmm. And I understand where he's coming
well.
From.
Yeah.
Because to be a saint in his religion is to die for your religion without actually fighting back.
Like, so, even... Like,
yeah,
Steven.
So that's how, so the priest would not, he wouldn't hurt this boy. He would actually pray for him. And that's, let's say, if this priest would have died, he would have become a saint.
Like Stephen did in the Bible. We remember when they were stoning him, he was like praying and, you know, Lord help me, because I'm just not the right kind of Christian. I get it. I'm not that good of a Christian. Because I'm not praying for you. No.
See, this priest being stabbed, it's also just one, unfortunately, of many. There are Christians being slaughtered in Nigeria and other parts of Africa. Yeah, right. Some of them, some also a little bit further east in Europe. But Christians in general, or a lot of them, are just being passive. Yeah. And I think, I don't know, I know it started before the scamdemic, but I think the scamdemic made it worse when churches just carte blanche shut down the doors because the government, or as I say, the government told you to. I mean, granted, I will even give grace for like the first 2 weeks because nobody really knew what was going on. First two weeks, maybe 30 days. Nobody knew what was going on. People, you know, they saw their loved ones getting sick and dying. I can give you grace for that. But damn it, on day 31, your doors should have been open.
And
your doors to the church should have been open.
And they didn't see their loved ones getting sick and dying. They even ostracized the pastors who refused to bow. And it just kind of let me know, like, the church, the Christian church, like, where are we at this point in time? Mm-hmm. There was a church, Darren Farmer, like, he was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And he actually sued to keep his church open.
That's the one
were condemning him. Like, churches were condemning him.
And so that would not be the Christian way, actually. But, I mean, what you're saying, like, no, I'm saying closing the churches.
Oh, right.
No. So, yes, you should open your churches. And if the government does come after you, then
the other churches should back you up.
Right. And also, but if you, let's say, go to prison or, you know, suffer consequences, that's what you're supposed to accept that. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Is you know, you martyr yourself for your faith. Like, that's what I mean. Yeah. So the idea is you don't hurt someone. You don't, you know, kill someone else, even if they're trying to kill you. That is where that
that's twisted, y'all.
Father Emmanuel,
no.
Like, that's
what Jesus did.
She's exactly right, because they said Jesus anybody did. Who seeks to save their lives will
but
lose it.
A right
and
to self-defense.
No.
Then we have two concepts at odds then.
No, they're not at odds at all. Anybody who seeks to save their lives will lose them. Meaning, like, if you're in a selfish way, like, the church was very self preservation. Mm-hmm. They were scared to be called weird.
They were afraid of consequences.
They were afraid of consequences. Yeah. They were afraid to, well, we're going to get sick. Well, that tells me that you don't believe anything that's in the Bible.
Because the Bible, Revelation says lukewarm, they're going to spit you out for being not out of
the Bible. And the Bible tells you that if any sick be among you, you call for the elders of the church. You don't shut yourself up and shut yourself off. And then you're one that, it's a whole issue in Christendom that people don't believe the Bible. And maybe it's because they don't read it. Maybe.
Right. That's true. That's true. And it's an example of that is what we see going on with youth in, across the country. We're seeing the youth act out heinously. Here in Baltimore, Maryland, a 7-year-old girl was shot in the mall, in a public mall. The girl, who had been in critical but stable condition after being shot while shopping in the mall with her mother, is still hospitalized, a Baltimore police spokesperson said. Police responded at about 1:39 p.m. in the middle of the afternoon Saturday at reports of a shooting involving a child and found the girl with gunshot wounds to her upper body. So, I mean, again, this is going on all across the country. Also here in Maryland, Towson Mall, there was a horrific brawl of looters, of violence. Take a look here. This is clip number 7.
This is Maryland, Baltimore. Another group that way, and I think it's a Royal Rumble. Hey, what happened? What happened?
We don't know what happened. Get him out!
Wow. Where do all these kids come from?
From their mother's pussies. From their mother's pussies. That's where they came from. Their mother's pussies, or vaginas. They were, maybe they were cesarean births. I don't know. But whatever they were, they are basically animals right now. That's what they are now. Maybe the moms were crossbred with animal sperm and the human egg. I don't know. But they're animals right now. And as much as I blame these young people, young animals, I blame the parents. Where are the parents? Not enough police were there, number one. But where are the parents? Because first of all, if you have parents teaching your children, that's going to at least cut that in half right there. The other half who's still going to be wayward, then we need the police and round their asses up like cattle, like those illegals coming over the border. But I blame the parents and the community. We have allowed and accepted young people to be treated like babies and kids for too long with no damn accountability, no consequences, and the poor things, you're gonna hurt their feelings. How about hurting their asses? How about that? Hurting their asses before they hurt anybody else's ass.
Yeah, 3 teenage girls were arrested after a series of incidents inside Towson's Mall. Guys, this is a really nice mall. If you could see, I mean, at that Macy's, that was a Macy's store, Jimmy Choo, right down from there. I go to this mall all the time. I mean, it's really shocking. Officers responded around 6 p.m. and arrested a teen after a reported destruction of property. As closing time approached, officers received calls on teens fighting, congregating, and being disorderly. This is crazy. What are your thoughts to this, Crystal?
I think it's fantastic. If they can do it, why not? Like, why not just walk in and just take a whole bunch of stuff? And, like, this is the degeneracy and the degradation of a nation. And so what's going to happen to the blacks? You know, because these are all the blacks.
All them
blacks. Oh, well, there was a white person. No.
He was walking through.
This is the black.
Yes.
They're going to shut it all down.
Yeah.
White folks got credit cards. White folks don't have to worry about somebody stealing their Amazon packages. Niggas do. And so what they're going to do is they're going to shut down the mall, and then Negroes can't get the things that they want, and then all the little stores are there and that you were allowed into are no longer there. And then you're going to sit there and wonder why we wake up in the morning and we have no stores, we have no mall or anything. These people have to feel the pain. Y'all didn't feel it because they reopened the CVS that y'all burned down when Freddie Gray died. I wouldn't have opened it back up. Let me tell you something. There will be no CVS. No, you can't get your herpes medication here. I am sorry. And that's what's going to happen. They have to feel it.
But wait a minute. Wait. This is an affluent area. I mean, this is not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Towson has become ghetto.
It has gone down. But this area, that mall has.
It's a hub for many areas
within this area. From Moncton to Lutherville, all these areas are the hub for that mall. I know people have allowed this, KJ. That's what I'm about to say. These voting for Democrat. This is Johnny O's area. This is a Democrat councilman. He's a not councilman.
He's the county executive.
So the leader, like sort of like mayor of this area, is Democrat. And they've just let crime run amok in this area. Now you can't even send your kids to the mall. You can't. This is a nice mall. I mean, a lot of high-end areas.
On the flip side of that stores. Nice mall, these same people in Towson and Lutherville, most of them are largely leftist, liberal.
Yep. Right,
they
voted
for
this
crap.
Right,
they keep voting for defund the police or reduce the pay.
Exactly.
So they are getting the chickens or the animals, whatever they are, have come home to roost. This is nothing but modern day Lord of the Flies.
Towson, Goucher College, Loyola, all of these places are there, and I wouldn't be surprised with affirmative action, you allow some of them in there. There are probably some of your students in there.
Yep.
You guys, this has got to go all the way down. You remember how the Black Lives Matter used to say, burn it all to the ground. This is what you're doing. And hope you got a debit card. Hope you got an address.
An EBT
because
card.
Everything is going to be online, and then you're going to be complaining.
Yep. Yana, what are your thoughts here?
This is diversity, equity, and inclusion in action. This is exactly what they voted for. This is perfect diversity and equity and inclusion. Yeah. So that's what you're going to get. And you're asking where the parents are. I think a bunch of them are amongst those
kids.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
These are not parents. These are just birthers. They just birthed. And like, really, in that case. And these people, the ones that were raised on feeling entitled, that the world, this country owes them something, that this is a form of reparations to go into
my baby.
You can go to a mall and just take stuff because, you know, historic justice.
Yeah, and the thing about it is I was talking to someone, you know, when I was there, you know, in high school, we couldn't even congregate. Like, if you had a large amount of people, like we saw in that video, the police would be there and they would tell you to disperse.
Well, that was
what
racist,
is going
KJ.
On now?
That was racist. You remember Giuliani had the whole, you know, stop and frisk. If you
they had too many in all the time,
like, and they said it was racist. You guys, let me tell you something.
Yes.
They want this. And all I'm telling you blacks, y'all enjoy. And all your white liberals, y'all enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
It's sad to see. It is, because, you know,
we'll be in Florida.
Yeah.
Governor DeSantis, when it all hits the fan, we'll be in Florida, y'all.
Yeah. And again, we're here in North Carolina, talking about here in Maryland. It's not just Maryland. Nope. North Carolina is experiencing heinous acts by youth. Take a look at this clip. It's a high school student in clip 8.
I told your dumb ass I'll knock those dumb ass glass off your face.
And do I look like I care?
What's wrong with you? What you gonna do? Still sit in that chair? Nigga, you a bitch. My granny, nigga, stop playing with me. Bitch ass.
Ain't nobody even coming. You just got slapped.
Bitch, go back to teaching. Your soft ass.
Wow. We have that.
Look at your face.
Okay. So that was a North Carolina high school student was charged after he allegedly slapped his teacher. Not allegedly. I mean, we saw it multiple times during a viral profanity-laced classroom rant earlier this week. The rage-filled youngster, identified only as a minor, confronted the educator inside Parkland High School in Winston-Salem, where he violently attacked her, according to video that we just saw.
And she sat there like a dummy. Is that in your notes?
Yes.
sat there like a dummy.
Right.
I mean, everyone doesn't have the big hand that you have. Yana, what are your thoughts? I want to go to you first on this. I mean, what would you have done? What would you have done? Would have been gone.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to, honestly, I mean, what you're supposed to do is that you leave. You leave that situation, because that is a dangerous situation. That is really scary. And this is a big guy.
Yeah, like, he was a big guy.
He can, like, literally hurt her. He can kill this lady. Yeah. So that is awful. But let me tell you something. This is where it got to. But I see this in small children.
Oh.
This kind of behavior. The disrespect, the arguing, name calling, talking back. It's so prevalent. And not just, I mean, towards their parents, towards the teachers. It's a culture issue. And I'm telling you, this is not just in the black community. Yes, this is very prevalent in the black community, but this is across the board in the entire United States. Like, this has to stop. Like, we cannot have kids that are growing up thinking that they can even be disrespectful in words, but we're allowing this.
Yeah. Shelly, I mean, what would you have done? What would you have done? Your earrings would have been smacked off. I mean, what would you have done?
Look,
guns, no guns in the school.
That's what I was going to say. See, I probably would have been stopped at the door because the metal detector would have gone off because I would have had my damn guns on me, number one. Number two, Yana, you're right. He was taller than that woman. She was, I'm saying, bigger. I'm not mocking her. I'm just saying she was bigger in size. However, that wasn't the first time he's done something like that.
Oh, yeah.
This is the culture, this is the affirmative action, the DEI, you know, let's coddle black people. You know, they're like little pets and they need so much love and empowerment and encouragement. That's what this is.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're coming home, they are taking down the teachers. Do you know, you all know, when we were in elementary school, no less, you better not even have thought, not a thought, let alone come out your mouth, and certainly not out your hands. You could not even think that you were going to overtake or hit or disrespect even a teacher, right? You just didn't have the built-in fear. And I mean, maybe fear, actually fear, or maybe it's called reverent, you know, just revering reverence for the authority in the classroom, in the school. None of that is here. We don't have it anymore. And these are the same people. I bet that teacher pays teachers union dues every damn month.
She's
I bet they take out her check. Yeah. And they go to the meetings with the principals and they vote in these policies, you know, the zero tolerance. And, you know, if one person does that, you got to take them both out. This is what they have put in place. And now they're feeling their own, they're feeling the consequences of it. The students are running the house. That's it. Again, modern day Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, it's Lord of the Flies for sure. I think what I will say is teachers, you guys are not sick enough yet of it. Like, honestly, like, all the migrants are getting free food and free housing. If I was a teacher right now, I would just quit. Honestly. All the teachers arise, take up your bed, and walk.
And
I will walk the freak out of there, never to be seen again. What they gonna do? What they gonna do? I would never to be seen again. And stop saying, oh, well, we love the children. No, because you're going to find yourself in a situation with this teacher. Now, I would have, like, y'all, I know why I'm not a teacher. I would have literally lost my mind. I would have bashed it. You see that chair?
Yes.
I would have took that chair and I would have bashed that little child's
closed
head
casket.
In. I know why God didn't make me a teacher.
Closed casket.
I know why God didn't make me a teacher.
We see, Crystal, the way you hold that mic.
Like, KJ, I'm looking at this and I would have lost my mind and I would have lost my job the same day. So teachers, y'all are already losing this battle. Let me tell you, you cannot win this battle because they are with you guys for 2 hours a day or however long you have them in class, and they are with their mama and their friends for the other 22 hours a day or whatever with their selves. So you can't win this battle. What I will say is like Yana said, she should have gotten up and walked out. There
at
was
the very
no
least.
Way that you would see a child that's honestly trying. They shouldn't be trying to square up with you because they already should know. Let me tell you, them kids know who they messing with. Have you ever had a child square up with you?
No.
Have you ever had a child square up with you?
Nope.
Have you ever had a child square up with you? I've never had a child square up with me because they know I'm crazy. They know I'm crazy. So what I'm saying is that them children know, and if you know that you are not built like that and you really don't want, she should have gotten up and left the threat. She sat there because she's probably a Democrat, and this poor child. This poor child.
It's like now.
We talked about it last week
where these Democrats, they're actually taking classes to see how hard they can get hit.
Crystal, to your point, and Yana getting up to leave, right? I remember I was substituting here in Baltimore City at this, I'm going to call it this hard school, right? And I was substituting, went in there, and this was, I think they were like 6th or 7th graders. So one of the little boys, I could tell he was sort of the ringleader. So he wants to call, and they had to have two teachers because the class was this bad, right?
Wow.
So there was one teacher. This teacher looked like she was ready to pull out the rest of the bald head that she had. the rest of the little hair. But so this little boy, he commences to call me a bitch. So I go over to the table, right? And so the teacher's like, no, don't do anything. So I said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I call the principal and I said, if he stays, I'm going. You better make up your mind because he called me a bitch. I don't have to stay here. I'm here to support your teacher and be the second teacher in the classroom, but he's not going to call me a bitch, and I'm going to stay here. So he's looking, because nobody's ever done that. Even the teacher is scared, right? Because she don't want to be there by herself with them little bastards, right? So the principal was like, oh, well, I guess I got to take him out. So he took him out, and the other 4 or 5 kids at that group, guess what they said now?
She ain't playing.
They said, I want to learn how to do my math and reading.
Yes.
Because he was the ringleader. We were trying.
Yep.
I said, anybody else want to go? They looked. They was like, no, I want to learn how to read and do my math.
They know who.
But I was ready to go. I was going to go.
They know who to mess with. They know. They sense it. Like, they sense blood. And all you need is to take that ringleader out, or you need to say, hey, you're not going to talk to me. You're not going to get in my face. Give me 5 feet, and she should have never let him get that close to her that she can hit. Like, so teachers, y'all need to, I don't know. Like, y'all need to walk out.
Well, he was charged. He was charged with one
count. Oh, great!
He probably out right now. He probably he'll be back in school tomorrow.
Yeah, my question is he coming back?
Well, he was charged with one count of communicating threats and two counts of misdemeanor assault.
Misdemeanor.
Forsyth Sheriff's Office announced, while we all agree that this incident was deplorable and outrageous to the community and community organizations, all of us should be outraged when those who educate us can be assaulted.
He'll be back in class tomorrow.
Every day, I mean, AJ. Yeah.
The teacher has, the teacher lost her bowels.
Stop it, KJ. Stop it.
She clearly lost her bowels.
Stop it.
She's a fool. First of all, no child is getting that close to
this. This is sad because we've talked about
they want a hug.
If they want a hug, that's something different.
I mean, we had a teacher was knocked out by a chair.
What? Like,
I have a girlfriend that was on leave of absence for like 6 months because one of the children punched her lights out. And I said,
you wouldn't go back.
I said, girlfriend, they know who to do it to. They know who to do it to.
Because she should be sitting in a mansion right now.
Period.
Well, I do want to acknowledge our super chatters. We're almost at the end of the night tonight. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us. Let's see here. Oh, Mark. Hey, Mark. He says, "You what I always say. You know what I always say. Thank you so much, Mark.
I know,
yes.
Mark. Thank you.
All right.
Well,
so, we also have Ramblin' Ray. Thank you, Ramblin'. All right. And, all right. So, we are moving right along to our final topic of the night. Moving on to women's sports.
Oh, God. Geez.
So we are talking about the recent WNBA draft. So outrage has actually come about over the WNBA draft salaries, their starting salaries. So the unprecedented attention Caitlin Clark has brought to women's basketball has also put the massive salary disparity between the WNBA and NBA under a microscope. The University of Iowa star was taken by the Indiana Fever. She was the number one overall pick of the WNBA draft on April 15th after a season in which she set records on the court and in television ratings for women's basketball. She is expected to sign a four-year, $338,000 contract with the Fever as part of the WNBA's rookie wage scale. So you can see it there. She will earn $76,535 in her rookie season this summer. And then as you can see, 2024, 2025, 26, and 27. So people are just making a huge deal about the discrepancies or the difference in pay between she and, of course, her counterpart in the NBA. What are your thoughts on this, Shelly? I mean, we've talked about this before.
My thoughts are this is just a non-issue. It really is. The NBA, the guys, let me see my notes say. I did some a little bit of research. The NBA brings in about $60 billion in revenue, right? The WNBA brings in about $10 billion. They bring about $60 million, the WNBA. So I don't understand what they're bitching about. That's the part. They're still women. They're still bitching. And they're not producing as much as the guys are. Hardly anybody is concerned about the WNBA. I'm glad that they were picked in the draft. And they're good athletes. She and Angel, good for them. But you're getting what your sport is demanding or what the market demands of your sport and your craft. Bitch, go cash your checks. Play the damn ball. Dribble it up and down the damn court. Shut your mouth. Just do what you gotta do. Your pay is gonna go up every year until whenever. Just get a freaking grip. Grip the damn ball and shut your goddamn mouth. I'm sorry I'm cussing so much tonight, but y'all got me goddamn mad.
Yeah, Crystal, what are your thoughts on it?
A lot of GDs.
I know. I'm sorry, y'all.
She's actually very, very in tune with her spirituality.
Oh, yeah.
Don't judge. But what I will say is everybody knows that the WNBA doesn't bring in enough, money to sustain a larger salary, right? So why is this even a question? I agree. But what I will say is that nobody is talking about what can the WNBA do to bring in more money. Like, I think that it's really cool that Ice Cube was offering Caitlin Clark a $5 million deal for, like, playing in his league.
The three thing,
play his league and his street deal. And so instead of them saying, hey, what is working that he's able to pay $5 million, the WNBA, like entitled black folks do, is that, oh, you just need to pay us more money. Well, how long is that sustainable? What they really need to figure out and hone in on, I don't know if it, what if, like, I remember Jason Whitlock said, nobody wants to pay women to act like men. Maybe they need to be more feminine. Maybe they need to take their tops off. Maybe their little jerseys need to be boobs, like, going everywhere. Like, I don't know what you need to
baby.
Do. Exactly. I don't know what you need to do, but it's not sustainable for us to say, oh, okay, we're going to pay you a higher salary just because you're women. You need to figure out how to add value to the marketplace because...
And they will.
I don't watch it.
I don't know. Nobody knows any of their names.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Playing a game, a sports game, is not a job. Okay, it's not a job.
Shauna, don't say that.
Come on. I come from.
She is being a misogynist.
Yeah, it is a job. That's what
you get paid
to do.
Misogynistic.
No,
they get paid to do it.
It's not a job.
It's a job.
It's a performance that you chose to do, and. A performance is paid by viewers. Mm. So it's the same thing that, let's say, I don't know, people like us, you know, let's say we post our show on YouTube and some guys, four guys, also post their show on YouTube. And
please pay us.
And I don't know. I'm not saying no. And let's say the guys get more viewership for whatever reason.
Because you didn't take your top off.
For whatever reason.
That's what the reason is.
But however, we have to do is to try to be better, be more entertaining.
By taking your top off?
Okay. I mean, whatever. But what I'm saying is that we're not going to go to the streets and protest the fact that the viewers chose to watch a different show. Like, that would be ridiculous.
We're still in America, right?
Yes.
Because neither Caitlyn nor Angel, they didn't turn it down.
And they don't have to.
Right. I'm saying
they don't have to take it.
They don't have to take it. So whatever the pay was, they accepted it with the increases that come. Whether or not, I mean, they might get better. I'm sure they'll get better. They'll hone in on their craft. But they still, why don't you even have to, I guess, compare it or compete with the W. I mean,
well, you know, there's critics always do that. And the bottom line is the NBA makes 167 times more in revenue than the WNBA. Right. It's not even a comparison. For many, many years, the WNBA didn't even make enough money
to sustain
the teams. Exactly. So it makes any difference. But one thing, a different take on this, Whitlock had a different take. Jason Whitlock, he did have a different take on this. And I want to get you guys' response. This is clip number 9.
I have to be real and honest here. What Angel Reese did is actually healthy for the WNBA and women's basketball. Angel Reese made it cool for women's basketball players to be women. And to show their feminine side. She did this all year. And I'm telling you, all year I didn't like it. I didn't see the brilliance of it. I didn't know it was going to lead to this. But that's what's happened. If without Angel Reese setting this tone over her Instagram all year and being wanting to get all dolled up for the WNBA draft, the WNBA can't get the rest of these women on board with that.
All right. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Before I get you guys to respond, you know, when you look at Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese's social media, they do tell a very different story. So let's look at Angel Reese's social media. Here she is. This is her page. So she has several pictures here, kind of sexy pictures. You know, there she is there in the red top. lots of pictures of her in her, you know, bathing suit and things like that, if you guys can see.
Work, sis.
Yeah. So she's definitely very feminine, very sassy. Yep, there she is there. And then take a look here at Caitlin Clark's Instagram page. Do we have that?
It's coming.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so this is Caitlin Clark's. Similar. That's what she wore. She wore that white suit to the draft. So there she is. You can guys can go a little bit faster if you can. All right. And that's, you know, she's got more sports photos.
Okay.
With her friends. Kind of different. Okay. Definitely different. Still feminine. Both feminine, as Whitlock said. What are your thoughts on what he said about the femininity?
I'm sorry. I fell asleep watching Caitlin Clark's YouTube play. I fell asleep.
Okay,
I fell asleep watching Caitlin Clark.
I mean, I don't see a problem with either one. Mm-hmm. They're both true to their styles. Right. Angel Reese, in a way, I understand what Jason was saying, because I didn't find her page, mm-mm, I don't know, vulgar or whatever. I don't. She reminds me in the likes of FloJo. FloJo, you know, the runner that died. FloJo was very feminine and fit and active and athletic, but she had her own little sassy, classy, whatever you want to call it, you know, style. And I thought that was cute. And that was her style. Angel's true to her style, and Caitlin is true to her style. They look fine to me.
Yeah. And so what he said, you agree with, though, that they both, Angel Reese brought the femininity to.
I would say to a degree in that sense, because you don't see many WNBA or even, I would say WNBA, let me keep it there. You don't see many of the women looking like women. Mm-hmm. You see them looking like Griner, look like a damn butch. Mm-hmm. That's what they look like, man. Butches and dykes.
Man.
And yeah. They're dykes.
Yeah.
Right. What are your thoughts on this, Yana?
I mean, they're beautiful. I think both, like you said, yeah, they have there's no one way
exactly
to be a woman. No. I mean, I would say, but I do approve of women being more feminine and trying to be a bit more feminine. However, you can't change someone's style if it's not Caitlyn's style. I mean, but she's not butchy either.
Right,
so
right,
I think,
right.
Yeah. So I mean, good for them. And like Crystal said, you know, if they actually may be cuter on the court, like maybe that would bring them more viewership. You know, maybe redesign the uniform.
Well, I was being facetious when I said that. I
would approve. I would approve.
I actually said take their tops off. And I was being facetious. What I will say is that, like, we are free market capitalists, and I'm hoping that the WNBA finds something to attract them. I agree with Jason Whitlock. Mm-hmm. Like, Angel Reese, as ghetto and sister girl as she is, like, she has got people watching. And the reason why people are watching Caitlin Clark is because of her. I mean, seriously, they all came to Caitlin Clark's rescue. I do love the fact that.
No.
Yes.
I think they're
yes.
in their own.
No, they're watching.
Last year they came to her rescue because Angel Reese, you remember, did a whole thing like that and was teasing her.
But they said most people were watching the WNBA. I'm sorry,
both of them.
The games because of Caitlin Clark.
We love a victim. Now, what I will say is I actually appreciate Caitlin Clark. She's heterosexual. She is Christian. And, you know, she's a good ball player. I feel like they really need to find their market. I don't know what their market is to get people to watch. And maybe it is rebranding, or maybe it is changing the uniform. Maybe it is keep the drama. I actually like the drama between them and the whole fighting or whatever. But yeah, I do agree that Angel Reese is just like, she's also playing a victim because she's like, oh, they're sexualizing me. Oh, girl, you got your whole vagina. The whole vagina. She did. Yeah. You remember? She had the whole vagina on her Instagram.
Yeah.
And people are drawn to that. Wait, they really are.
Had what?
Yes, she did a vagina mold on her
Instagram.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about. There's a big difference between Angel Reese's Instagram and Caitlin Clark. Now, we've seen some of the endorsements that Caitlin Clark has gotten. She's gotten a ton of endorsements. Yeah. She's definitely, you know, kid-friendly versus Angel Reese. I mean, she does come across as this sexy sex kitten. You know, not as marketable, I would say, as Caitlin Reese. So, I mean, you know, it just depends on where the money goes. I mean, we've seen now that it's going to Caitlin Clark. But, you know, I'm happy that they are being feminine. I do agree with that.
But, you know, so if she's being too much, if she's showing too much, whatever it is, and then she does not like the attention that she gets.
Oh, she likes
that's
it.
That's ridiculous.
Well, If she complains about the attention that she gets,
so you're either a feminist that believes that women are liberated and you can show yourself however you want, or you're not, you can't complain about being free.
Right. Yana, right. She's a black woman. She can't complain about whatever
that's
she
why
wants.
I said she likes the
it's
attention.
It's the rules.
She likes the attention. She wanted the attention. Those little fake tears, that was just
she
like,
wanted
look
it.
At me in a different way. I want pity right now. She likes the attention.
Thirst traps.
She does.
That's what KJ said. Like, it's basically thirst traps. And then she says that people.
Definitely thirst
so when in doubt, when your sports or your hobby or your business is not working, just get somebody to get a mold of their vagina.
She was trying to make more money, I guess, because they should not get paid enough.
More money with their endorsements. They're going to get paid the income from the WNBA for their job, and then they will get endorsements, and they will get money from that. So they are making money and marketing themselves on the entrepreneurial side. Right. Outside of WNBA. So what's wrong with that?
No, it's nothing. But what we've seen in the past is people who do go down the road as Angel Reese.
Yeah.
They don't generally get as many big endorsements because she's just not marketable to young girls that want to be in the NBA. She's got this mold of her vagina. You know, you see their different pages. She's on there doing thirst traps the whole time where you have Caitlin Clark. You know, she's doing her sports. She's, you know, just a little bit more presentable. So, I mean, it comes with it. You know, people have to just take whatever you get.
She reminds me of, like, the Sha'Carri Richardson. It's kind of dry. We get tired of the nails. We see it on every single block, every single ball.
All
the lashes. Look, hold on. All the lashes.
They don't buy.
No, who doesn't buy? You don't think black girls buy that?
Not like these other ones. You know,
not basketball. I agree.
No, maybe not basketball. No, not for basketball. Not to go into the WNBA, but her style, all that. She's marketing to black girls or black women. I would say.
When your lash line coming out, sis.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing. I didn't see anything wrong with her, like, looking sexy in the sexy dress.
I didn't think so either.
Like, there has to be.
But you go through her page.
There has to be a limit to how much you show. But if you do show a lot, then don't complain that you're being sexualized. Right.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed.
All right, guys. We are at the end of our time tonight. Thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us. Again, we are here live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Wednesdays, we are live in the studio at 8 p.m., so definitely check us out. Like, share, and comment, and subscribe. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? We are not just a podcast. We are a movement of God-fearing, truth-seeking people that stand for freedom. And because of that, we have a target on our backs. So certainly help us amplify this rallying call for freedom and subscribe. All right, so that does it for us tonight. Until next time, count your blessings and live a life of purpose.
See ya.
Good night.
Good night.